May we always follow Jesus. Amen. Simon Peter, James, and John are busy wrapping up from a long day of fishing. And here comes Jesus, this preacher and healer they've been hearing about. And upon his request, they take Jesus back out into the water, which probably isn't high on the list of things the three of them want to do after a long night of unsuccessful fishing. But they dutifully show their respect to Jesus and take their boats back out into the water so that Jesus can preach. Then later, Jesus tells them to go out into the deep water. Miraculous catches of fish were considered signs of the coming of the kingdom of God, and the extravagant size of the haul points to the abundance of God's kingdom. So when Simon, Peter, James, and John suddenly go from weary to excited awe, it's because Jesus has shown them something amazing and new, a visible sign of God's abundance in our lives. But Peter doesn't feel worthy of such abundance, and he exclaims, "I am a sinful man." And Jesus hears Peter, but he doesn't offer Peter absolution. Instead, Jesus invites Peter to let go of his fears. Jesus doesn't want Peter to be fearful of God's abundance. Fear that isn't about flight or fight, but emotional fear stemming from our own sense of worth and capabilities stops us and gives us all these reasons why we shouldn't, couldn't, or aren't good enough. Jesus wants Peter to see what's possible instead. Jesus wants Peter to recognize that he should, he can, and that he is good enough. And not only does Peter, but also James and John, they accept Jesus' invitation to follow him. I think sometimes people get stuck here in this part of the scripture passage where it says that they left everything behind and followed him. It's easy to only see that they can't be a disciple because they haven't left everything behind. But we are all disciples because we come to worship God. We do good works for others. We care for one another. We work at deepening our faith and sharing our faith with others. We are disciples. Think about Paul, how he travels from community to community, but he stays with each community for extended periods of time. And when he is away, he writes encouraging letters to these communities about how to be disciples of Jesus in their own hometowns. For myself, following Jesus has meant that I've experienced both, leaving what I know behind and staying to be part of a community. I heard my call to the priesthood in Texas, where none of the Episcopal diocese would let an openly gay person into the discernment process. To follow Jesus, I had to ask my family to make a big sacrifice for me, because it meant selling our home, leaving our jobs, and leaving our family and friends. Amy could have said, "Heck no!" But she didn't. She said yes to the invitation too. we made leaving an adventure. And I'd say we've been adventuring for a long time until we got here to Epiphany. Saying yes to a community is a big deal. It means that each one of us says that Epiphany is important to us, that Epiphany is important to our community, that Epiphany matters. It's easy to leave and bounce around than it is to stay. Staying takes commitment. Staying means we're willing to build relationships and that we are willing to put in the work of nurturing these very relationships. Jesus invites each one of us into the deep waters to experience the abundance of his love for us. And this reminds me of a phrase, bloom where you are planted. And that is what Jesus is asking of each one of us, to bloom, to grow, to be blessing. This is part of discipleship. This is part of accepting Jesus' invitation to follow him. Amen.